There was a small business story in the papers last week that caused me a twinge of sadness and brought back fond memories. Yamasaki Associates in Troy, once one of the world's most famous architectural firms, has apparently closed its doors for good. 3 years ago, the firm had more than 100 employees. But I got to know it more than a quarter of a century ago when I came to write a profile of its founder, Minoru Yamasaki. Today, we remember him mostly for designing two buildings which no longer exist, the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center in New York, destroyed on September 11th. Those buildings were Yamasaki's best-known accomplishment. But my sense during the hours I spent with him was that it was not the one closest to his heart. He seemed more excited about two airport complexes he was building in the Middle East. He did tell me that when he was asked if he wanted the World Trade Center, the letter said the commission would be $280 million. I called them immediately and said they must have added a zero by mistake, he said. This was in 1962. No mistake, they told him. Though he was intimidated by the size of the project, he took it on. When I look today at my notes from that particular interview, it's hard to read them without getting misty-eyed. I remember how animated he became as we sat in his office, and he talked about how he helped design a revolutionary new alloy for the skin of those towers, and the challenge he faced in shrinking the elevator shafts to allow more usable space. Today, it's hard to think about anything other than what happened to that skin and those shafts on that horrible morning. The great man was anything but arrogant or prepossessing. Everyone in his firm called him Yama. He was tiny and elfin and spoke in a voice that was barely above a whisper. Though he seemed to have an accent, one day I glanced at a new book he just received from Japan. "What does the title say?" I asked. "I don't know," he said. "I don't read Japanese." He'd grown up the child of immigrant parents in Seattle, came to Michigan to take a job after World War II, and ended up staying. He loved Detroit. Today, his buildings, with the distinct, graceful Gothic touches, dot the landscape all over town. He understood Detroiters. He'd put himself through school by working awful jobs in salmon canneries. And he'd known failure as well as success. One of his earliest projects was a development in St. Louis called the Pruitt-Igoe Homes. Known as the nation's worst failure in public housing, it was eventually dynamited. I asked Yama how he felt about that. To my shock, he hadn't known.
"What? They blew it up?" he said.
"I'm afraid so."
"To the ground?" he screamed.
"To the ground." Later, he mentioned that he was being bothered by stomach ulcers. It was actually cancer, which was to end his life too early, 2 years later. I thought it was perhaps a good thing he didn't live to see his most famous buildings leveled to the ground by terrorists. The firm he founded is now gone, too. But as long as his buildings are around, I think Yama will be remembered.